Today from the Ohio Newsroom, remembering talk show host pioneer Phil Donahue.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, accepting applications for its low residency doctorate in educational and professional practice for those working to make schools, organizations, and communities more just and inclusive. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. A giant of the television world, Phil Donahue died this week at 88. Born in Cleveland, Donahue was dubbed the King of Daytime Talk. His program, which began in Dayton, aired from the 60s to the 90s. He hosted everyone from entertainers to presidents. Kabir Bhatia from Ohio Newsroom member station IdeaStream Public Media spoke with one of Donahue's producers, Carol Story, who also hails from Northeast Ohio.
The theme from Donahue. It was the afternoon siren song for an hour of lively, thoughtful, sometimes controversial, but always entertaining talk. Carol's story remembers watching the show when it broadcast from Dayton. Then she was actually a guest to discuss adopting her daughter while Donahue was later based in Chicago. The show moved again in the 80s, and in 1988...
The call to go to New York and be with Donahue came about 2 days after our daughter got married. So I was like free as a bird.
Story spent much of the 70s and 80s producing Cleveland's TV juggernaut, The Morning Exchange. So she had the chops needed to fill in while a Donahue producer was on maternity leave from 30 Rockefeller Plaza.
His nickname for me was Cleveland. He was great to work with. The show taped at 4 usually. He would get in at 2:30. If you were the producer of the day, you took your materials to him, sat down and chatted with him, and then you let him have it. He could take your material and make it sing.
It's affection and loving and touching. And then, naturally, that all leads to...
Yeah. In other words, the opposite of wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
That's right. No wham, bam.
That's medical school talk, if you don't understand.
After every show, Phil would stand at the door and say goodbye to each audience member. Now, I defy you to tell me anybody else who does that.
So many talk show hosts seem to have neuroses. We hear about bad behavior, but I get the sense that Phil Donahue wasn't like that.
This sounds so fake and so phony, but this is the truth. He was a good guy. Did he get mad? Did he get upset? Absolutely. He was never cruel. He was never vindictive. And if he were annoyed with you, you worked it out and it was over.
And even though she was there less than a year, she made her mark on Phil Donahue and vice versa.
I was there in 88. In 96, he left, and I got an invitation to go on an all-expenses-paid cruise with my husband, and it was from Phil. So I called my friend and said, "What is this?" And she said, "Phil's retiring, so he's taking everybody who ever worked for him for a year or more on a week-long cruise." I said, "I only worked there 7 months." And she said, "I know, but he loved you."
Story recalls how financially generous Donahue and his wife, Marlo Thomas, were to their friends and family. And she got a final glimpse of that during the cruise.
My husband and I were sitting with a couple one night. And we said, "Well, how do you know Phil?" Because I hadn't met these people. And he said, "I'm Lillian's doctor." Now, Lillian worked in Phil's promo department for many, many years. When the RSVPs came back for this trip, Lillian couldn't go because she had kidney disease. Phil said Lillian has to go on the cruise. Phil hired a doctor and a nurse and converted a stateroom into a dialysis center so Lillian could go on the cruise. That is generosity and kindness and caring for people. It's a good lesson for most of us.
For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kabir Bhatia.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.